Joe Biden's Allies, Fly Venezuelan Migrants Direct to U.S. Jobs. By Neil Monroe on October 12, 2022. President Joe Biden is being pushed to help many Venezuelan economic migrants fly legally into Americans' workplaces and homes, says the Wall Street Journal. The proposed policy would pull the migrants through U.S. airports via the parole side door, which was created by Congress for a very small number of individuals each year. The expanded legal inflow would add to the flood of southern illegal migration that is cutting Americans' wages, spiking housing costs, and boosting inflation. The Wall Street Journal reported on October 11. If enacted, the Venezuelan program would be modeled after Uniting for Ukraine, created in the wake of the war, that has allowed some 67,000 Ukrainians to move to the U.S. through a status known as humanitarian parole, which allows them to live and work here for 2 years. Any Ukrainians looking to come must find a U.S. sponsor willing to support their applications, and processing of their requests has been taking as little as a couple of weeks. Allowing Venezuelans to enter the country under humanitarian parole would make them immediately eligible for work permits and allow them to apply for asylum through a friendlier process that doesn't involve going to immigration court. The pre-election plan is being pushed by some administration officials and by the business-backed Niskanen Center. The push is also helped by organized groups of Venezuelan economic migrants, some of who rely on donations from business-funded GORUPs. But the Wall Street Journal article does not explain how the advocates' plan would help Democrats survive the midterm election. The plan also does not explain why it would be popular among the party's major blocs, including U.S.-born working-class whites, blacks, and Latinos, most of whom are seeing their wages drop amid Biden's mass migration and inflation. Roughly 200,000 Venezuelans migrated to the U.S. border in 2021 and 2022. Many left safe homes and jobs in other South American countries after learning that Biden's deputies would not allow border officers to block or deport the economic migrants. Biden's officials know that their invite has likely killed thousands of migrants, mostly Venezuelans and Haitians, on the roadless Darien Gap jungle trail between South America and Central America. So the plan is being pitched as a lifesaver for Venezuelan migrants, according to the Wall Street Journal. An April 2020 report in California Sunday described Biden's death toll on the Darien Gap. There was another sign that they were reaching the end of the trail. The number of corpses began to increase. There were the corpses that were visible, the ribcage splayed on a rock, the rotting body shoved off to the side of the trail, the skull beside the river. Some of the Cameroonians, for Africa, spotted a new-looking tent off the trail, thinking they might take it for themselves. When they opened it, they discovered three bodies. "We ran," Vitalis said. "The bodies kept piling up. We entered here," Benita said. "We meet corpse. We go this way, we meet corpse. We come back inside the water. We enter the river. We come out. We continue just like that." There was one body, half a body, without its torso and head, that struck Benita with such terror, she screamed and bolted, despite her knee. When she looked at it, she saw what she could become. Pastor yelled at her to slow down, that she would injure her leg, but Benita was off. Then there was the death that they couldn't see but that clogged their senses. It was the fetid smell seeping through patches of brush. It was the vultures circling and squawking overhead. Seeing the bodies, Wajid said, "Immediately, we got energy. When night fell, they kept on going, even though they were without a flashlight. We walked like I have never walked before," Pastor said. The massive death toll is an open secret in Washington, D.C., yet is rarely described in the corporate-run establishment press. The Wall Street Journal reported that Biden's officials are portraying the airport route as a safe alternative to the Darien Gap route. The administration hopes providing Venezuelans a legal pathway will discourage them from attempting to make the trek from South America by foot, a journey that involves traversing the Darien Gap, a lawless jungle region between Colombia and Panama. "We do find that a lack of coordination leads to more migrants being exploited on their way to the United States," a senior administration official told CNN on October 11. "There is consensus that there's value in us working more closely and trying to synchronize our policies. But there is also a near consensus among native-born Americans against the government-aided corporate extraction of cheap labor for use in Americans' jobs and workplaces. and the flight plan would not prevent many other migrants from crossing the deadly Darien Gap if Biden's deputies are likely to accept them at the border. The political problem facing Americans is that Biden's progressive deputies want to treat foreign migrants as if they are U.S. citizens, said Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge who now works with the Center for Immigration Studies. This Biden equity agenda trumps the death toll of migrants, or the pocketbook and civic damage inflicted on ordinary Americans, Arthur said, adding, Biden's officials are basically saying that migrants who show up at the border, migrants who are illegally present in the United States, and criminal aliens are the same status as poor Americans in the inner city or poor people in rural areas. They want to use this claimed legal power, this prosecutorial discretion to release people into the United States in order to redress past grievances against people who have never been here. But the parole doorway was created by Congress for just a few emergency visitors, Arthur wrote in a November 2021 report. Parole is a very limited immigration authority Congress has extended to the executive branch. Under Section 212(d)(5) of the INA, it enables DHS to allow aliens into the United States temporarily without formally admitting them, but only on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Those terms have traditionally been construed to enable DHS to allow aliens into the United States who are not otherwise admissible, but only if they are seeking urgent medical treatment, or because they are needed for a legitimate law enforcement interest. Recent administrations, however, have stretched those terms beyond all recognition to allow large numbers of aliens to be released into the country. Biden's pro-migration officials include Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-migration, Cuban-born head of the Department of Homeland Security. We are building an immigration system that is designed to ensure due process, respect human dignity, and promote equity, Mayorkas tweeted in August 2021, as he sketched out his plans for easy asylum rules that would encourage a mass migration of poor job seekers into Americans' homeland. The federal government's policy is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country, Alejandro Mayorkas declared at an April 2022 meeting hosted by Al Sharpton's National Action Network. The predictable economic and civic harm to Americans, Arthur said, is merely collateral damage to them.